In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Pastor Milky told me I have less than 5 minutes, so let's make them count. Throughout our lives, we spend a lot of time waiting. We wait in lines. We wait for packages to arrive. We wait for important phone calls or opportunities. We wait on our families to finally be ready to head to church. I'm sure that didn't happen tonight. And you sixth graders, raise your hands, you sixth graders. Yes, you sixth graders. You waited an extra year to start the RCIC confirmation process. God love you. As I began preparing this homily, I heard from a handful of people that there was a powerful story of waiting that was captured on video 6 years ago that comes to fruition tonight. Not only that, but this story in many ways embodies the stories of waiting that fill this room. Let's check it out. Anybody remember that video? Liberty, I'm sure you do too. My dear brother Adam. Oh. 6 years after this was recorded, your wife and your family and your friends waiting and prayers have been answered. Tonight you are baptized and confirmed and become a part of this family. But not just the Cobains waiting and prayers have been answered tonight. Tonight, my emotions are going to go over 5 minutes. Tonight, Amy and the boys waiting in prayers are answered for you, Kyle. Mommy and Daddy's prayers are answered for you, Arwen. Great-grandma, grandmas, families, friends for you, Jaden. All your parents, sponsors, and families for you, my dear, dear confirmands. A few moments ago in the Easter proclamation, you heard four times, "This is the night." This is the night that the waiting and watching and praying of God's faithful is answered. Not only the faithful gathered in this room, though, this is the night that Abraham's waiting for God's promise is fulfilled. This is the night that the people Israel's prayer for true rescue is answered. This is the night that Mary Magdalene and the other Marys waiting and watching and praying for their crucified Savior is met with an empty tomb. This is the night that darkness gives way to light, slavery to freedom, tyranny to an eternal kingdom, and death to life. My friends, in just a few moments, you will be baptized and confirmed into Christ, and thus into another period of waiting. Along with Abraham and the people Israel, and the two Marys at the tomb, and St. Paul, and all the saints on earth and in heaven, we wait in hope and eager expectation for our resurrected Lord to return to make all things new. Now, in this time of waiting, you will experience highs and lows. At one moment, you'll feel like you're on top of the world and invincible. And at another moment, you'll feel tossed to and fro by the ways and the woes and the changes of this world. But if there's anything that you baptismal candidates and confirmands remember tonight, it's that Jesus and the church's deepest prayer for you is that you don't give up on waiting for him. Jesus wants to travel with you through this time, through the highs and through the lows, through what might seem like death and then death itself, to your glorious resurrection with him. So stick close to him in your baptismal waters, in confession, in his word, and in the Holy Eucharist. All you my confirmands, you've heard me say it before. You heard me get up on my soapbox and start sweating as I'm preaching to you. I would say, nothing in the world is more important than being where? Here. Nothing's more important because here is where Jesus gives himself to you in these beautiful but simple means. In Jesus, through the Word and through the sacraments, you are given forgiveness, life, salvation, and tonight, if you haven't tasted it already, a beautiful foretaste of that which is to come. So, let us not wait any longer. Let's baptize ya. Let's confirm ya. Catechumens who have been preparing for baptism, as I announce your name, please stand with your sponsor. Arwin Elise. Adam Chester. Jaden Bryce. And Kyle Stephen. Dearly beloved, with one heart and one soul, let us by our prayers come to the aid of these our brothers and sisters in their blessed hope, so that as they approach the font of rebirth, the Almighty Father may bestow on them all his merciful help. I invite